Three-point try taken. Three-point shot made. As the Avon Eagles get the crowd going with a Cirrus Record trifecta.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Maybe you're listening online at WEOL.com. Perhaps you're listening on the phone on the WEOL mobile app. And Rob, yes, how about Matt Douglas hooking us up on Facebook Live? I mean, we're on Facebook Live right now, Rob.
Who knew? I think this could be my first Facebook Live. I just got used to the regular Facebook, and it's good to know there's a Facebook Live.
Now, Matt will have to keep us up to date as to whether or not comments come in or questions come in. The first comment may be, get those guys off Facebook Live. There's a reason Alcorn and Polinsky are on the radio. Don't put them on Facebook Live. That might be the first comment we get. Well, hey, we're here tonight at Wolfie's, and we're going to be here until 9 o'clock tonight. Always great to come on out. We're going to be here tonight and Wednesday night. We're coming right back here in 48 hours to talk boys basketball, but tonight we're talking about the girls that will be out on the hardwood this winter. And, of course, we've got a busy schedule on AM 930 WEOL. It all kicks off Thanksgiving weekend with the Lorain County Holiday Tournament. We'll tell you more about that as the show moves along. But we thought we would start off with the first coach that arrived on the scene. And, boy, she arrived early. I don't know if she was hungry or she just wanted Mom to take over handling the baby for a while. Megan Larrick, the head coach of the Avon Lady Eagles, stops by. And, of course, Avon coming off a very nice year last year, 17-8, Division I district runner-ups. I had that district championship game, Megan, and I don't mean this in an offensive way. You were much bigger then than you are tonight. We were all a little nervous watching you coach out there in that district championship game. But congratulations, number one, on the birth of Lucy. What an adorable baby.
Thank you very much, and thank you for doing this. You know, the Lorain County girls basketball programs are very lucky to have you guys, and we appreciate everything you guys do for us. And I know that, you know, all the other sports programs in Lorain County are very lucky to have you guys. So we appreciate you having us and taking your time to be here and host us tonight.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We love talking basketball, Rob, and I can attest to that. And let's talk about Avon girls basketball coming off that district runner-up. Obviously, maybe that fuels you as you get into the off season and get ready for an upcoming campaign.
You know, it's exciting because we have a fresh, inexperienced new team. We only have a few returning key players from last year. We have four returners from last year with Shea Davidson, Amari Davidson, that played good minutes. The other returners, you know, didn't get much time last year, but, you know, they'll definitely be key factors for us this year. So, you know, we just had our first scrimmage yesterday at John Carroll University, and it was exciting. These kids, we have five sophomores that have stepped up. They just got off their soccer season, and they're ready to play. And it was really fun and exciting to see how they're meshing, you know, together. And we're hoping that we can continue that throughout the season.
Well, tell our listeners about some of these exciting young players as well as some of your returnees.
You know, it's going to be a fun year. We have, you know, junior Amari Davidson and senior Shea Davidson returning. Shea just committed to Notre Dame College, and you know, Amari still hasn't decided. She's a junior. Where she's going to go to school next year, or her freshman year of college. She's got a lot of looks, so hopefully, if you know, we could take advantage of our size in the post, you know, we're hoping that we can be successful this year. But Julianne Walker, Carly Clemens, Maggie Beatty, Elizabeth Flynn, a lot of these kids, you know, are new promising players that are, you know, showing some good signs of, you know, success for us this season.
How long does it take a young group like that to develop, Megan? Is that a season-long process?
You know, it's we're trying to get these girls to start, you know, getting to know each other off the court. I've learned in my years of coaching that, you know, if girls are comfortable with each other on and off the court, I think that goes a long way. So getting comfortable, learning how to work with different personalities and different qualities of each player, I think it helps to carry over to the court. It helps with the success on the court if they're, you know, friends and they have commonalities outside of basketball. So I know that we have a wide range of kids from seniors all the way down to sophomores playing. So it's, you know, it's a wide range, 15-year-olds all the way to 18-year-olds. But, you know, they get along really well. They're cheering for each other. They're excited for each other. And most of all, they're helping each other to be successful. So as you say, I hope it's, you know, it comes sooner than later in the season. But right now, we do have some things to work on. But these girls are working really hard and they're eager to learn.
How does coaching a younger team differ from coaching an older team for you?
You know, we were talking about it yesterday with my assistant coach, Joe Schaefer. You know, it was exciting yesterday. You get excited. I know you guys laughed at me at the regional or the district games. You know, I'm jumping up and down excited, but that's what every day is like with these kids. We're jumping up and down. We're excited when they do something great. We're trying to teach them something, you know, when they don't do something well. But it's definitely, you know, a new – it's a breath of fresh air every time you walk into the gym. There, you see some kid, you know, the light bulb go on and some kid do something great and then get excited. So, you know, it's definitely a cool thing as an educator as well as a coach to help these kids understand and learn not only basketball but other things in life, other, you know, qualities of life that will help them to be successful in the future. And, you know, we're having a lot of fun with this group of girls.
Again, we're talking with Megan Lyric, girls head basketball coach at Avon, as she joins us here at Wolfie's, part of our girls high school basketball preview presented by Nick Abraham, Leary of Ford. Megan, when you go into a season with a younger team, does it alter your coaching somewhat to say, I can't quite accelerate it as much as I would like to? How do you approach it when you have a young team like this?
You know, this year we have inexperienced guards, and I don't mean an inexperienced that they're, you know, not aggressive, not trying to learn, but we just don't have much varsity experience. So, you know, walking in here, trying to teach these guards not to get overwhelmed, not to get frustrated, we do have to take a step back. You know, we're going to have more turnovers. We're going to have, you know, difficulty at times bringing the ball up, but they're trying and they're working hard so that, you know, they don't have any turnovers and that they're trying to get the ball into the post. And so there's little things that as a coach you kind of have to take a step back and help them to learn from their mistakes. So hopefully this preseason of scrimmages will learn from our mistakes of, you know, turning over the basketball or not reading and anticipating passes like we want. But we're hoping that, you know, we overcome those mistakes and learn from them and that we're, you know, ready to go at the first game.
And certainly in the SWC, you better be ready to go pretty quickly. I mean, Westlake with their tradition. I know Chip has set the side, but Art Daniels takes
right
over
there. Yep.
I mean, obviously that'll just be a continuum, you would think. I mean, Amherst has been tough. Avon Lake's always tough. I mean, you got to be ready to go game in and game out. So this young team's going to learn in a hurry.
Yeah, there's definitely – that's what's so cool about the SWC is it's so competitive. You know, in different conferences, there's give me games and there's games that you walk in, you know, thinking that you're going to win. And there's no game like that in the SWC. We're going to be competitive. Every game, it'll be whoever brings their A game and whatever key players step up and, you know, whatever – whoever scores more points at the end of the day with girls basketball, you know, layups and everything, you know, that's sometimes not a gimme like you would hope. But, you know, the SWC is going to be fun this year, and I'm excited to start this season.
17 wins a year ago. You've been there for a few years now and done a great job. But the program is, even though you're a young group, and I'm not asking how many wins, but is there sort of a level of expectation that no matter how young they are, you know, you've got one of the top programs in Lorain County. I mean, are the expectations maybe a little bit more than another school with younger kids?
You know, our goal every year is to walk in. You know, you want to be SWC champions or, you know, when we were in the WSC, we wanted to walk in and be champions. And, you know, you have to get these kids to want to be competitive and want to win basketballs when they walk or basketball games when they walk in. And so you can't have lower expectations because they're young. Again, like I said, you have to be a little bit more giving with mistakes and a little bit, you know, more calm. But I think the expectations, like you said, are still high. I hope that we can walk in here and we just leave off like right where we left off last year and we can go and be successful like we have been in the past.
And, Megan, I'm sure not only are the expectations high for you, they're high for the girls on the team as well. They've seen the success that Rob alluded to. They know what Avon girls basketball has been about the past few years, so they may not walk in there going, oh, we're a young basketball team. They walk in there going, we've won before, and even though we may not have the experience yet, we expect to win again.
Yes, and we've been talking about that in the preseason. These girls want to win, and they want to be aggressive, and, you know, that comes with mistakes. And, you know, they easily get frustrated because they haven't been there and they're inexperienced. So as I have to take a step back to try to teach them, it's important for them to realize they do want to win, but they can't get emotional if they don't do something successfully the first time. So it's going to be a process, and I think that they'll get there, and I'm excited that I think that we can be competitive in the conference, and I hope that we are. But at the end of the day, you know, if these girls are willing to go out there and work and get better, then hopefully that we can be. successful.
As that process takes shape, what do you foresee? What could be the strength of this team once it kind of finds its sea legs, per se?
You know, we have a strength in the post. I mean, we have big, strong players with the Davidson sisters. We have another few strong posts with Walker and Apanowitz. I think it's going to be an exciting year. If we can get the ball inside and finish strong, you know, I think it will be difficult to match up with our size.
There you go. Hey, we appreciate you coming out. I know it's a busy time. You got a little one, and now you got a basketball team to get ready for a season. What else would you rather have, though?
I know. This is the most exciting part of the year, you know. I don't get to see my husband because his schedule's opposite with basketball. So it's just...
Turn around. He's right there.
Oh, he's here. Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, he's not here.
Not for long.
But, yes, it's definitely... it's a fun part of this year, but, you know, it's definitely very tiring. I can only imagine how you guys feel at the end of a week. It's very exhausting.
It gets a little grueling now and then.
You wonder how you're able to do it with the lack of sleep that you get.
Your mom motivates us.
Oh, I'm sure she does. I get those motivational talks every morning, so I'm sure she's very motivated.
By the way, do you help her with the Friday cakes?
Oh, absolutely not, but I ask her what flavors they're going to be. But... You guys,
Where are the basketball cakes?
I don't know.
She only does it during the football season.
Yes.
I tell her, Tuesday, Friday, we have games. We need cake.
She was hoping that, you know, your figures during basketball season with cakes every day might not be a good thing, so you would have to walk double that you already walk. So I think she's trying to help you guys with that.
All right. Hey, we'll let you go. Again, thank you so much for coming out. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on a great season last year and the program that you've established at Avon. They may be young this year, but something tells me they'll mature and they'll get very, very good pretty quickly.
Yes, thank you so much again for having us, and we appreciate everything you guys do for Lorain County.
Thanks, Megan. We appreciate you coming out. Megan Larrick, girls head basketball coach at Avon, as she joins us here at the head table. And again, Avon coming off that Division I district runner-up season last year, and as Megan said, a little bit of a young team this year, but Rob, as I said, not only at the conclusion of the conversation there with Megan, but also during our chat, hey, those girls have been around success. They're not just going to walk in there going, we're young, we don't know what we're doing. They know that that team and that program's used to winning.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Megan didn't talk about it tonight, but it's also because that school is used to winning. And
yes,
she's alluded to that before with the success of football, how that has changed really the perception of the whole school, boys and girls. And I know their girls' soccer this year was very good.
Indeed.